At the peak of the Gulf oil spill, the market for boom was booming. We're talking about the vinyl sheaths that were stretched out on the Gulf to contain the oil. Boom producers went into overdrive to meet demand from BP as more than 4 million feet of boom were laid. Well, according to a story in today's Wall Street Journal, BP has now left suppliers of that boom in the lurch. The boom manufacturers say BP has canceled orders, stopped accepting deliveries, and left them with millions of dollars of unsold product. Wall Street Journal reporter Ann Zimmerman joins us from Dallas to talk about what she found. And Ann, how many manufacturers and suppliers of manufacturers are we talking about here?
About 12 in total, 11 of whom are deeply in debt because their orders are not being accepted by BP.
And when did that change? Because there was a period when orders were coming in fast and furious. What was the turning point?
I believe it was about 2-3 weeks ago. They started getting calls from BP saying, can you hold your orders? And then about a week ago, we want to cancel the orders. And what was happening about this time is that BP was starting to see success in containing the leak with their latest containment cap. And I think that previously, they put out an all-points bulletin. We need tons. We need it now. We need it yesterday. And perhaps they overordered. People went into overdrive to get the stuff made, and then suddenly everything stopped.
One thing you do point out in your article in the paper today is that some manufacturers probably did get out ahead of where they should have been. They started ramping up production, anticipating orders that actually weren't locked in, right?
Absolutely. There was some of that. I did not quote those folks and did not use their stories. I think there was speculation. Some of them ramped up early because they knew this stuff was going to be needed and then locked in purchase orders for almost all of it going forward. And those have not come through.
We did contact BP about your story, and they told us pretty much exactly what they told you. A spokesman said, we are reaching out to the suppliers to understand their individual situations and explore possible solutions. Have you heard anything else from the company about how they might respond to this?
No, they told me they were going to try to get back to me today with more detailed information on the specific cases I gave them. I talked to one supplier who says he is owed almost $6 million and may have to file bankruptcy if BP doesn't honor the contract. I've seen the documentation, emails from BP's people in the Gulf ordering the product. I also talked to an inspector who said they had been out to this particular factory three different times and gave three different shipments the okay, and then the product never was accepted by BP without any reason.
You do quote somebody in your article who is a BP Integrity Assessment Coordinator, and he had a pretty remarkable thing to say. Who is he exactly?
His name is Jean Batista, and I talked to him the other day. His name was on a lot of different documents as the inspector of record. He said he sees how much inventory these folks have, and he said that he thought it was a horrible way to do business.
And you do point out that there could be maybe a silver lining here, that there may be the need for more boom because of revised emergency preparedness plans for drilling. Do you think that might eat up some of this supply that's sitting in warehouses right now?
Absolutely. The problem is that these people's bills are due now, and the emergency plans have not gone into effect yet. There haven't even resumed drilling in the Gulf. So while this may be able to be absorbed going forward, these people have bills to pay now.
Ann Zimmerman with the Wall Street Journal in Dallas. Thanks very much.
Thank you.